By many accounts, Wisconsin will be one of the most important states in next year's presidential election. But why? In part, it's because Wisconsin is one of a handful of true two-party states. That's according to Kyle Kondik. He's a managing editor of Sabato's Crystal Ball out of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. It is a weekly nonpartisan newsletter about campaigns and elections. Kyle Kondik talked with WUWM's Mayon Silver about Wisconsin's political landscape and why the state is key in the 2020 election.
Arguably, Wisconsin was the most or one of the most important states in 2016. For a long time, it was regarded as a more Democratic-leaning state, although even though it's voted Democratic from 1988 through 2012, it was often pretty close in those elections, particularly in 2000 and 2004. And so it is sometimes lumped in with a group of other heartland states called the so-called blue wall for Democrats. But it was, even if there was a blue wall, some of its foundations were pretty shaky. And of course, Donald Trump very narrowly carried the state in 2016. It is home to a lot of white voters who do not have a four-year college degree. That's a demographic group that has been trending strongly Republican over the years, particularly with Donald Trump at the head of the Republican Party. At the same time, it has some diversity. And so the state is pretty balanced politically. We saw that in the 2016 election, and I think we've also seen that in some elections since then.
And why is it key for both parties, Democrats and Republicans?
So there are only a relative handful of truly two-party competitive states these days, and Wisconsin is one of them. And actually, if you sort of drill down to the states that were closest in 2016, Wisconsin is a state that really could end up providing the decisive electoral votes to either the Republican or the Democratic nominees in next year's presidential election. So it's a state that I think is going to get a lot of attention from the candidates, from the campaigns, and also specifically from the Democrats, because they're holding their convention in Milwaukee next year.
And how would you imagine that both Republicans and Democrats will capitalize on the demographics of Wisconsin and also of the issues that are important to the state?
I think for Republicans, the hope is that they can hold on to the big gains that Donald Trump made, you know, outside the big city areas in the state, and even maybe build on them. You know, there are some places that are overly white and overly rural where the vote has been trending Republican, and it's possible that Donald Trump could do even better in those places than he did in 2016. Certainly, I think to win the state, he has to do as well as he did in 2016, given that the margin for error for him in Wisconsin is not very large because he only barely won the state in 2016. I think for Democrats, the blue trend in Madison and some of the surrounding areas and in Milwaukee is helpful. I think Democrats want to get improved black turnout in Milwaukee. That, I think, was something of a problem for them, although that may be difficult to restore, given that part of the reason that black turnout was high in 2008 and 2012 was because Barack Obama, the first black president, was leading the ticket. Also, growth patterns in the state may have subtle effects. A lot of the kind of rural parts of the state aren't really growing, whereas Greater Madison is growing pretty considerably. And if you've got a little bit more population growth in a place like Madison as opposed to the more Republican rural areas, that perhaps gives an opportunity for the Democrats to grow their vote a little bit more. So again, there are lots of countervailing trends in the state, and you know, I think the best guess right now is that the state should be pretty close and competitive. And I don't know if Wisconsin is a must-win state for either party. I think there are paths to victory for both sides without it. But I do also think that it's one of the three or four most important states overall in the presidential election.